Item 2 is a rezoning at 620 St. Mary's Road under file DAZ-204 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will also be heard at the same time, namely, Item 3 is a conditional use at 620 St. Mary's Road under file DCU-107-437 of 2014-D. And Item 4 is a variance at 620 St. Mary's Road under file DAV-107-450 of 2014-D.
Okay, so the three items relative to 620 St. Mary's Road, we have... this one is in support, okay. I believe we got Mr. Sandhurst here appearing with the applicant, Martin, and maybe you can both introduce yourselves and I'll figure out which papers you're on here.
So I said Ram Paul.
Pardon
me? So Ram Paul.
Okay.
And I'm one partner of this property.
Okay.
And we are doing multiple family units. And this. Right now, there is a single family units, so we are converting to multi-family, planning to develop six multi-family units.
Six units. Okay. Maybe we get the planner to give us a little more detail on what it looks like. And
Martin Sandhurst, Spark Planning, 983 Mulvey Avenue.
Thank you.
I have some information from the councillors, if I may. Councillors, while the committee clerk is passing out the information, I'll just sort of situate where we are geographically here. We're on the west side of St. Mary's Road, just south of the junction with St. Anne's Road. And just north of the one-way couplet of Kingston Row and Rosewarne. I brought along some information. You should have some of this in front of you. There's a panorama of the front and back. The second sheet is the land use. As you can see along this stretch, the black outline is the subject property. As you can see, there's a variety. What's not marked is single family, other than this one property, which is City of Winnipeg, which is a utility. So what you have is a variety of land uses, certainly not predominant use, single family along this stretch. The subject property is zoned R1M single family. My understanding is, and this is touched on in the planner's report regarding this application, is that back in the 90s, there was a downzoning, a zoning rationalization along this stretch of St. Mary's to basically reflect existing use. If you look at the actual zoning in this area, though, this is one of the rare single families along this stretch. Transportation-wise, of course, this is a major arterial street, St. Mary's Road. Like the 2012 stats were that it carried approximately 26,000 vehicle trips per day along this stretch. In terms of transit, you've got every 10 minutes during rush hour, peak times, morning and afternoon, every 10 minutes, 15 minutes the rest of the day. It's the number 14 St. Mary's Ellis route. You've got multifamily in this stretch that has gone back to the 1920s. Shouldn't be surprising. This was one of Winnipeg's streetcar lines at one point before the 1950s, I guess. So that's geographically where we're at. In terms of policy, I just wanted to very briefly touch on the context. Of course, there's no local area plan for this immediate area. There isn't a corridor study that's been undertaken, so we'll have to rely on the higher level, our Winnipeg Complete Communities Transportation Master Plan, the Sustainable Transportation Direction Strategy, and, of course, the Todd Handbook. So what all of these are looking for is St. Mary's, this stretch is a transformative area. In particular, it's a regional mixed-use corridor. It's adjacent to areas of stability, the Elm Park community on the west and the Varennes and Glenwood communities to the east of St. Mary's. What we're looking for here under this high-level planning regime is to see this kind of development, this kind of intensification, not just along a corridor such as this, but along what's also a high-frequency transit corridor. You want your density to work along with where you've got the good service already. This particular corridor connects, of course, to the downtown, connects to another regional mixed-use center down at St. Patel Center. So we've got a pretty good target in our minds for multiple family development. We think that we've developed not only a proposal that's consistent with the direction that's in your policy documents for the City of Winnipeg, but also something that's been designed to fit well within its immediate context. In particular, its immediate neighbors, but also the broader neighborhood. In terms of positives on the site, we've respected the alignment along St. Mary's Road, which is significant. It's almost 30 feet. We've designed the property so that any parking, there's six accessory parking stalls. They're behind the building, so you won't see them. You won't access them from St. Mary's. In terms of the building envelope itself, it replicates what you'd be able to build under the R1M zoning. I don't think anybody's going to build a 9,000 square foot dwelling along this stretch of St. Mary's, but they could. That you could build this building, in other words, under the existing zoning in terms of its dimensions. Of course, not in terms of the number of dwelling units. That's why we need the rezoning. It's not perfect. All of that stuff, I think, fits really well. We're not going to gloss over that there are some limitations. Of course, without being able to gain access from St. Mary's in trying to respect that significant front yard, there's some limitations in terms of where you can put the parking and how you're going to access it and what that parking area is going to look like. And that's probably the most significant shortcoming of this property. What we've decided to do and we are committed to doing moving forward is to work with the Streets and Transportation Division and the City Forester to make sure that the access to Major Drive, this is a through lot, so the access to that parking is minimized to the extent that we can and dressed to the extent that we're able to make it fit in with this neighborhood.
Councillor Mays, any questions?
Yeah, I will have several questions. Some of this is the, I'm sure there's some people in the crowd who want to hear about this and want to speak to this because they phoned me and I've said I can't really speak to you because there's a public hearing. So you went over a point that I think bears some amplification, which is the, I don't know what the current height is, it's a two-story, but as of right, one could build, without any public hearing, a 35-foot high structure.
Yes.
This is 35.8 feet is the material we have in front of us. So can you just elaborate on that? I think that's useful for people to know that this isn't a vast increase over the current allowable height for that site.
Certainly, it's different than what's there now. It's basically a bungalow. It's not a large bungalow, but what's proposed is a three-story building, and that 35.8-foot height that's designed, that's to the midpoint of the eave, so it's not to the top of the parapet on the wall. Yes, as I mentioned, you could build basically that height under the single-family zoning. If necessary, and our part of our design team is here as well tonight, we could meet that 35 feet if that becomes a sticking point for committee or the community.
Yeah, I think that it's less than a foot. We're probably not going to get hung up on that. The existing vehicular access to the site is off of Major, is that right?
Yeah, there's approximately 10-foot wide access that brings you to a detached garage that's located adjacent to the property line at Major Drive.
Okay, so that the red vehicle in that material, that they're parked in the existing driveway?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. That is my vehicle, in fact.
Okay. If you were 200 feet further south, I'm not sure if we'd have anybody here tonight, but this is a through lot, so you just, it's confusing to refer, you have two front yards, basically. So the parking here is going to be off Major, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So people here, I'm imagining some people will say, well, this is going to increase the number of cars on Major, possibly parked there, driving there. Can you speak to that a bit?
The potential's there. One of the reasons why why we're looking to develop at this particular location is also its access to transit. Typically on stretches like this, although Winnipeg's breakdown in terms of transit usage doesn't distinguish these high frequency lines from any other area of the city, but what you're typically looking to do in other comparable cities across North America is gather about 15 to 20% of your trips generated along a strip like this by public transit, potentially even more. In a case like this, a typical multiple family dwelling unit will generate approximately 6 trips per day. That's in a citywide scenario, not with such effective transit service. That compares to typical single family dwelling unit will generate approximately 10 vehicle trips per day. So substantially less reliance on vehicles. The number of parking spaces, it's one space per dwelling unit, which is typical in a lot under these terms in this setting with a specific context. The generation of traffic, the car ownership, is typically much less than would be the case if we were looking at single families.
Can you speak a bit about your neighbor to the immediate south and to the property beyond that? It looks to me from the materials like the property to the immediate south is multi-unit and has access off Major, but there's a sort of warping effect on these photos. So
yeah,
can you talk to me first about the property immediately to the south of you? What's the deal there?
Immediate to the south, that's an older, probably 1930s construction multifamily. It's got 11 dwelling units in it, and it has access both to the lane and to a private approach onto Major with parking in the rear yard. Okay. Just to the south of that one, there's a 12-unit multifamily, and it gains its access exclusively off the lane, which takes an L right here.
And then a couple lots further south, you've got what I take is a business there, the blue.
It's actually, it's a dwelling, but it has a daycare service in it. So I indicated that as a service.
And then there's another multifamily, multi-unit at the corner there.
Yeah, again, like that's approximately 11, 12 units in that one.
Give me a second. You, in terms of coming in off, if you wanted to park on St. Mary's, off the St. Mary's side, what are your issues there?
Parking on St. Mary's Road itself, no, or taking the access?
Front yard parking. In terms of the other front yard here, the St. Mary's front yard.
I'll let Ram speak to their aesthetic or their development constraints on it, but I think the difficulty in terms of this location would be it would be atypical to have parking in the front yard along this stretch of St. Mary's Road. I think what the your policy documents and the planning department is trying to get to is a more walkable feel to a stretch like this to enhance the use of transit by having properties that are attractive as you get to them, as you walk by. We could have put the parking in the front yard, but our desire was to replicate the current conditions along this stretch. I don't believe that in terms of access, private approach, that it's contrary to the private access bylaw to gain a driveway from St. Mary's, but it would certainly be unusual along this stretch. So again, there are constraints because this is a through lot of some limited width. Preferably, I think if we could have moved the building a little bit further towards St. Mary's Road, we probably would have had a zipper design, for the parking, so that it wouldn't be as wide a parking area.
And your neighbor to the immediate north is single family, but is the access there, is the vehicle access there off the
Masjid?
It's off the,
it's right here.
Oh, it's off the west side as well.
Yep.
Okay. I may have some more. We hear from the public.
Okay. We've got a number of other people here in support that I will call. You don't have to speak if you don't want, or you can if you wish. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, Mr. Paul?
No? No, sir. Thank you. No, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Also on my list, I have Jared Vogt. Jared, just here in support. Okay. Larry Vogt, in support. Raul Kumar and Anju Bajaj, here in support. Is there anybody else here in support whose name I haven't called? Were you registered?
It's with me, sir. It's with me.
So oh, that was on the same...
Both okay. On the same page.
Okay. I've got... Okay, I see it here now. Okay. So that's everybody we have in support. All right. Well, you guys can stand down. I'll call forward the folks in opposition, and if you even have somebody here for information. First, I have Jay Kovacs. Just your name and address for the record, sir.
My name is Joe Kovacs, and I live at 616 St. Mary's Road, which is just north of, it's on the corner of St. Mark's on the northwest side.
Okay, go ahead.
I looked at the zoning change, and I don't know whether I'm reading it properly, and that's my concern, but what it says is that they want to do away with the 20-foot setback from St. Mary's Road to the existing buildings, and they want to create parking at the back. And by taking away the setback, that will allow them to create the parking. If my interpretation of what I'm reading is right, then you're going to have a building that's going to come way out, and you're going to have the rest of the houses and the blocks on the street and north down St. Mary's Road all being back on the setback. So somebody could maybe tell me whether I'm misinterpreting what I'm reading.
I think we ought to do this the correct way. It's like you can put the information as a concern here, and then we'll have somebody respond to that later on.
The other thing is that with regard to the parking, it's probably not that big a deal if it's handled properly. But what you have to understand is you come off St. Mary's Road and you turn right and you go probably 100 feet west, and then you turn south on St. Mark's, and within the next approximate 50 feet, that's where the subject property is. So we do have a lot of traffic going down there. There's no question about that. And one of the things you can give consideration to is maybe there should be a white center line directing people, because when they come out of there off St. Mary's Road, they're just flying around, and a lot of them think it's a one-way, and it's not. Well, Mr. Mays, or it is Mays, isn't it? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because there's been a few accidents. The other thing is to turn it into a one-way. And the other thing I have a little bit of concern with is the height of the building. I don't know whether it's going to go up above the existing apartment blocks that are there. And the reason for the concern is, if you look at Randall's building across the street, he's done a hell of a job as blending the property into the neighborhood. And I think that's very important.
Which building is that, Joe?
Randall's building across.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Across the street. It just blends itself in. Everybody thinks it's a single family home, but it's an office, and nobody has any opposition to that. If you go down to around Westdale on St. Mary's Road, you'll see there's a three-story building been completed. You know, I know that everything is subjective, but to me that's a real eyesore, and I don't want to see anything around me sticking up like that. If there's solutions to it, fine. But the other thing is that I think you have to give some consideration to what the people in the area want. is this building really necessary? We've got two blocks there now that have been renovated. You can bring other people in. I don't know. The neighbors on the streets and St. Mark's, do we really want to have another apartment there? And I think that citizens want to pay, but maybe something should be given, or there should be consideration given to what I'm saying. I've nothing against development, but I think there's ways of doing it, and I think down the street there's a house that's been for sale in between those two blocks. It's been there since January, I think. It's a possibility these people could probably investigate that. That lends itself more to where he wants to put it. And thank you for listening to everything I said.
Hang on, Joel. There might be some questions for you.
Oh.
You'll get off that easy. Any questions, Councillor Mays?
No, well, certainly. I know the planner was looking over when you're talking about the setback, so we'll certainly come back to that issue and the height issue. So we'll come back. We'll get the city planning department to address some of the concerns that you raised there.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm done.
You're done now. Thank you, sir. Next up, I have James MacArthur and Beatrice Granson.
I'm finally here.
Just a name and address for the record.
Sorry?
Your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is James MacArthur, and the address is number 1717 Major Drive West.
Okay. Go ahead. Anything you'd like to say?
I'm sorry.
Is there anything you would like to say?
Yes, I got a few things. I'm not quite sure which, but I would like to make it clear that I oppose this proposition for the rezoning. And if the city chooses to go with that, I oppose it. That's about as articulate as I could be. If you like, I can give you some of the reasons, much as Mr. Kovacs said. There's lots of traffic now on Major Drive, and my interpretation of the proposal is that basically it's going to load more traffic onto the back alley and primarily onto Major Drive, which is already becoming a minor speedway because people like to take a shortcut from coming north on St. Mary's Road down Major Drive, and they might cut off 5 or 6 microseconds on their time to Kingston Road. At any rate, shall I go on a bit?
To hear the reasons why you're opposed.
Well, the traffic situation and the downloading of all of the services onto Major Drive, the multiple residents part of it, adding more and more people to be serviced and dealt with, garbage, et cetera, the utilities people, and all that kind of thing. Yes. And, it's just that much more density of traffic and people are going to go up, and that's only a short little stretch of road. And it is not an accident that I live where I live. I chose to do that. And I was, as Mr. Kovacs said, I didn't want to live downtown with all the skyscrapers we have in Winnipeg and all that sort of thing. I prefer to live there. It's kind of a semi-pastoral setting. A jewel, if I may speak quite so. So, and Now, I don't know, I could probably babble on all night, but basically I am strongly opposed to it. And some of the local people have been kind enough to sign off on a simple statement of opposition to this variance for the zoning, so I don't know what to do with that.
The clerk will come and get that from you. Does Beatrice have anything she'd like to add?
Thank you.
Sorry? Do I say my name? Yeah.
Yeah. Beatrice. Oh, you're going to talk?
I'll talk. Beatrice Hansen, and I live on 17 Major Drive West. And the question I have, too, is my concern is that why do we need to have six more dwellings in the place of one? In such a small place, I live right behind where this place is going to be built, supposedly, and I have concerns about the traffic. Certainly, I have very much concerns about the parking. I doubt very much that six families are only going to have six cars. I imagine that they're going to need to park right in front of my house because there's not going to be room for them, or on St. Mary's Road if they can. We also have a lot of difficulties already with the back lanes because people, when they come from the west, in order not to go to St. Mary's Road, they use the back lanes. The back lanes are full of potholes constantly. They're never really fixed. And I wonder whether that's going to be considered when we have now six more dwellings, six more families trying to use the same throughways. So, and as Joe say, we love our neighborhood. We have children running down the street. There's a daycare half a block away, and increased traffic of this kind will only be more dangerous. And I just question why there couldn't be a better place where to build six new dwellings in place of one. Why does it have to be there? Because it's a very restricted spot.
Okay. Questions? No? Thank you.
What are we going to do with all this?
The girls.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, James. Next on my list, I have Vern Redpath. Yeah, it's weird the way that back lane works. Can you see that?
Yeah.
People come and they do that instead of going down here. Oh, yeah. Makes sense. Vern, name and address for the record, please.
Vern Redpath, 22 Major Drive West.
Okay.
I'm not on the river. I'm across the street from the river. My house was built some 35 years ago. It was architecturally designed to meet the housing in the area. And I've lived there ever since. And I feel, first of all, this new building is not going to enhance Major Drive West. I have some questions I'm going to ask first. Seem to call the address 620 St. Mary's. I want to know if they are going to use, if this thing comes to pass, if they are going to use Major Drive as an address. That's one concern I have. Because the way the sketch is here, they've got staircases and they've got side doors, and it's not clear how they're going to define this building. Okay? It doesn't say. I have some concerns.
Well, that's not a zoning issue. And the address is 620. That's just a unit number.
Okay. They have variances. They want to put forward variances. These variances, one of them is a side yard, I know for sure, because it said in the sketch they'd sent around. But I have the question, if this thing comes to pass, what happens to Major Drive's Boulevard? If this thing comes to pass, how far is the backside of that building going to be off Major Drive? My house is set 20 feet back from the property line, and the property line stays 20, the boulevard, rather, is from the property line to the boulevard, and it's about another 20 feet. If I use my house as an example, what happens to that 40 feet up at the end? Where does it go if this comes to pass? I'd like to know. Who can tell me?
Well, we'll go through that when they get to do that in rebuttal. You're just putting your concerns on the table.
Let me
this
continue.
Isn't a question and answer format.
The part of the boulevard says, will the parking, will it be on the boulevard or will it be on their property? They want six stalls. Will they have one entrance through the boulevard to that six stalls, or will they have the whole thing paved as a, or blacktopped as driveway? Currently, the boulevard has some shrubbery on it, namely there might be an elm tree or two still there. What'll happen to that? I was one of the people that walked up and down the street for the last 3 days, and most everybody that signed it is wholeheartedly behind keeping Major Drive a 1R residence street, none of this multi-family stuff. That came up time and time again. There was another, just an aside, when the signage went up say, requesting this zonage change, the variance theft, most of us did not see it right away because the drifts from the snow plows sort of hit it. And that brings another issue. In the wintertime, this corner where this property is going to impose on Major Drive, It shrinks in the winter when the snow plows are plowing the street down to about one track, and it's very congested, and that is exactly where, if it goes through, these cars are all going to be wanting to back out onto Major Drive. We don't have enough information to really know what these developers are up to. They said in their sketch that the height of the building was going to be, I think it reads as 35 feet, and they said that was halfway up the roof line. They said the roof line was going to be a 5-12 pitch. And to me, that means that building, the peak of that building is going to be quite a bit above the apartment blocks adjacent to it. And there's going to be some kind of a height restriction there. We need answers to this stuff. I could go on a lot longer than this, but the point I want to get across is this district is river property. It is in the some of the best part of the city of Winnipeg to live, and we, the neighborhood, feel that this building built on Major Drive, which is river property, is not going to enhance our district. It is going to do the other thing, whatever you thought. It's going to be the start of more to come. And I thank you for your time.
Any questions?
Fern, you talked about the side yard there, and I wanted to, I mean, it's a confusing property because it's got two front yards. So the parking's going to be on the Major Drive front yard, but there's no variance. When you talk about the side yard, can you just clarify what you're concerned? Because there's no variance required for the side, the north-south dimensions of the building don't require any sort of variance. So you talked about side yard. What did you mean?
The side yard is what I'm calling the property line that is adjacent to the apartment block.
Yeah, there's no variance for that.
You mean north-south?
There's a variance for the side yard. Our district has side yards of 5 feet. You cannot build your house, the wall of your house or your building cannot be closer to that.
That's right. This plan isn't asking to do that.
The lot is 50 feet, and the proposed building is 42 feet. And my math says there's a foot on each side on something.
The planner's just telling us it's a 4-foot side yard, not a 5-foot side yard, is what the bylaw says. So you're wrong on the 5 feet. It's actually 4 feet.
And that's cut in stone?
Yeah.
There's
no variance. There's no request to vary the side yard size. Whatever the law says is what.
That 5-foot side, like the property on the riverside and my side, where my house is, are all five-foot side yard.
Could be.
And you're saying this one is 4?
Yeah.
And that's St. Mary's Road.
Wow.
That's not Major Drive.
Is what says
Major Drive, our side yards are 5 foot.
Well, we won't give them a side yard variance because they aren't asking for one. So the side yard issue is not really before us in terms of variance.
But they are asking for variances for the back of the building, which is Major Drive.
Yes.
And they haven't told us how close that building is going to be to the lot line.
No variance for the building, just for where the parking is going to be located on Major Drive. The variance on the front yard on Major Drive is to accommodate placing the 6 parking spots, sir.
Yeah, we know that. And we also...
The building is not going to require a variance.
We want to know where the storage for the snow is going to be once that parking lot's there. We want to know what those issues are going to be. This winter, the snow on our boulevards is about 6 feet high. And what is going to happen when you have a building with a total parking lot for where the storage on the boulevard has been? The boulevard's going to be gone. We need answers if this thing goes through.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have a question about, you were talking about the boulevard. I mean, the existing apartment building that's right next to this site, though, I mean, that's just a parking lot at the rear, it looks like to me, right?
That next parking lot for that apartment block?
Yeah.
I think that parking lot needs some study because I was down there today checking it, and they are parking on the boulevard there. If the boulevard there is the same right width as it is at my house, which is 4 doors down, that parking lot is already encroaching on the boulevard.
Okay, that's not our issue here today, but we'll certainly make a note of that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Next up, I have Lawrence and Joan Pitcairn. Are they here?
Yes.
Someone's giving us?
My name is Joan Pitcairn. I live at 57 Major Drive West, which is the end of the street, but... It's been my observation at the corner of St. Mark's and St. Mary's, we have just gotten a brand new building there. There are, I believe, 8 apartments in that place. There is parking for 6. And what I see happening right now is on Kingston Row, there are cars parking from that complex all the way down Kingston Row to about the 6th or 7th house because there's no other parking for them. During the rush hours on St. Mary's Road, there is no parking on the west side of St. Mary's Road at all. And so I see that we're going to have a bit of a problem. If you've ever gone down St. Mary's Road at 5 o'clock at night, you know what kind of parking there is and what kind of congestion there is. And unfortunately, because there are 2 apartment blocks next to what this proposal is, there is no parking right there. It will mean that the parking then has to go down past places like Vern's Place and past the church. It already has some problems with the parking situation, and I see it as a greater party problem. I also agree that because we have speedway going through our neighborhood. It is a bit of a challenge to get down that street some nights because of people going up Kingston Row. And I have to say that I don't see that we really need a great deal of more multi-family complexes in the neighborhood if we can avoid it. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen in the future, but I see our street as perhaps the greatest place for people to want to build another wonderful big building because it's on the river and it's beautiful. And I guess what I'm looking at is the 20 years from now, maybe I won't be here, but the 20 years from now, what this neighborhood will look like. I've lived in the neighborhood for over 40 years and chose the place to live because it was a very quiet, pleasant place to be. It is not becoming that these days. Thank you.
Any questions, councilors? No? Thank you, Joan.
I think I've repeated myself, but...
And Lawrence is fine. Thank you, Lawrence. My last I have here is marked for opposition and for information, so I don't know whether you'd like to speak or not, but it's Richard Alms. Richard?
I wasn't sure which category I actually fit in, as I didn't
just maybe your name and address for the record.
Richard Alms. I live at 13 St. Mark's Place for 25 years.
Kate, go ahead.
I guess I'd just like to reiterate a couple of points that are kind of unique to this little triangle, and that's kind of the nub of this thing is it's a triangular situation where the cars that are heading east on Rose Warren and St. Mark's, rather than cross St. Mary's, which has a lot of traffic, and then cross back, go down the back lane, which residents name after the current city councillor, because it gets so read it out that you get on the phone, and it used to be phone Al Golden, and then I think it was Mr. Reeves, and I'm sure you've had a couple yourself, for those back lanes that go behind the apartment buildings that are facing St. Mary's Road. So there is traffic coming down there that's going forward. These guys are in a parking lot that they're going to have to back out of. The cars that are parked there from the other houses and the traffic will mean that they have to back past a parked car out into a lane and a half of traffic. So I think there's some logistics there that should be straightened out. I think six is a bit big. On St. Mark's, we just had I thought it was a six-unit, but somebody corrected me and said it was an eight-unit condo development right on the corner of St. Mark's, and we have that kind of problem where people are turning right off St. Mary's or coming down the lane parallel to St. Mary's, and the parking lot from the new, I think it's Casa de Bella or something, all those cars kind of end up in a log jam there where someone has to get out and direct this person that way and that person that way. Another thing is there's a daycare further down Major Drive, not that far, about four lots down, just past where I am. I'm right beside the daycare. And though, because there is a shortage of parking that's growing in the neighborhood, they park on the south side of Major Drive. And when they're loading their kids in that, and there's some guy highballing who's just came down St. Mary's Road at 60 kilometers an hour, turns onto Major Drive and decelerates. It takes them a while to decelerate, and I think there's kind of an accident waiting to happen there. So maybe, I don't know, the parking for this new development, needs to be rethought a bit. I can the two buildings beside the, this new development have parking, and they have that problem too, where they back out into the back lane there, and people that are trying to make a little time going down that bumpy back lane expose people backing out as an accident waiting to happen. But against, you know, densifying neighborhoods, I just think this one's like a little bit of a tight fit. It's kind of like putting a small shoe onto a big foot. Maybe four units would be enough. I'm not sure what they're charging for those condos or apartments. I'm sure that there's some profit to be made at a slightly smaller scale. That's it. That's about it.
Okay. Any questions?
Just two things. Since somehow we got on to back lanes there, you're aware that we're increasing the city budget for maintenance of gravel back lanes by 50% due to some work done by Councillor Vandel and myself?
Well, we noticed that before every election there was a little grading. It's one of those lanes that never did get blacktop. And it's kind of a Winnipeg secret how many cars use that back lane. Really.
Okay. And you're aware that, speaking of blacktop, I'm glad you raised that, because you're aware that we put $1 million toward an asphalting program that people can access. I haven't heard from anybody on that back lane yet, but just so
well,
you're aware that
I think if there was public notice.
People have the right to access that funding.
Sure. I think, you know, if we had enough notice, I'm sure the residents would put down the asphalt ourselves. Some of those days it's mammoth potholes.
Okay,
it's just
getting a little off topic here. Thank you very much for your comments. I greatly appreciate them. Is there anybody else here on this item whose name I have not called that wishes to speak? No? Seeing none, I will call the applicant back. Mr. Sanders, Mr. Paul, in rebuttal. You've heard some of the things that have been said, the issue of the setbacks. I think that probably got cleared up as we went through, but just maybe if you can make comment to make sure everybody understands that it's the front yard on Major, not the front yard, and it's only for the parking, not for the building, so you need to touch on that. There was a comment about the address. I don't know. I mean, the address is the address. The units will be the units, so I'm not sure what you can do with that. Then the access for the parking, how it backs out and comes in, and the snow clearing. There's snow storage with some of the stuff that I picked up on. I don't know if you have anything else, Councillor Mays.
The issue of the step, I mean, the major thing seems to be clarifying the rear, well, the major drive.
The back.
The back end of this and how close it comes, any of those issues, and the vehicular access.
Okay. Thank you, councillors. First of all, we're not seeking variance, as I think was cleared up, but just to confirm, we're not seeking variances on the building itself in terms of its setbacks either to the north or south property line or to the St. Mary's frontage or to the Major Drive frontage. The building, the back of the building, that is the elevation that will face towards a Major Drive will be approximately 24 feet from the property line and then an additional 20 feet to the curb. So in response to the question concerning how close will the building be to Major Drive, over 40 feet. In terms of the configuration of the access, we have six cars that are going to be located on the property, not on the boulevard. That's where they're going to be provided for in terms of accessory parking. That said, in order to get those cars in and on and off, I should say, the property, there will need to be a private approach onto Major Drive. We're limited in that regard. We can't really take it off of St. Mary's. Our commitment is to work with Streets and Transportation to make sure that private approach is the minimum, absolute minimum possible. We, of course, will have to abide by the City of Winnipeg standards in terms of paving of that approach. We're going to try some some, well, experiment is probably the wrong word. I don't think anybody wants to hear that tonight. But we want to be innovative in terms of use of pavers along with asphalt or concrete. And we also want to, unlike, I believe there's another, a non-conforming approach application on the regular agenda tonight where you saw that although it was only 27 feet wide at the property line, by the time it got to the curb itself, it was almost 40 feet wide. There's no intention of flaring this. We're going to try to keep it as straight as we can, and we're going to ask the city forester for permission for, at the developer's, at my client's expense, plant brand new city spec, you know, boulevard trees, you know, lollipop style, so that there's no visibility concerns, either coming in or driving by, and of a species that will survive in that environment and will, you know, have the combined effect of keeping people on the private approach and off the grass, as well as visually breaking up to the extent that we can how that expanse of concrete or asphalt or pavers is going to look ultimately. It's a tricky part, and this is the aspect that, of course, is tough when you've got a through lot in a configuration like this. We have absolutely no desire to call this anything other than 620 St. Mary's Road. Although there are entrances along the side and at the back, that's mainly for the convenience of the people when they get in and out of their cars. They're going to take pains in designing the final design on the plans, and there's a condition that they come back to this committee to make sure that the St. Mary's Road frontage is the front of the building, that it looks like that. But by no means are they ignoring the other facades. The major drive-facing facade will be broken up architecturally, so its massing will not look as if it's a blank wall or the butt end of a building. I think there's going to be particular pains taken in that regard. In terms of snow storage, I think we've had an unusual winter. We still haven't had melting, but I think even in this winter, the typical scenarios are either you use a portion of the boulevard to store some of the snow, but when you get a winter like this, you have to haul snow. That's just the reality of it. That would be the case whether or not you're a commercial business along this stretch or multifamily. I'm not sure if I've covered everything in that, councillors.
The parking access, the snow storage, the setbacks. Councillor Mays, I think, has a couple more.
And just for clarity then, because Mr. Kovacs, the first speaker, raised the question about the setback from the St. Mary's Road side, not the major drive side, but major drive west side, but the St. Mary's side. So are you, how far back are you relative to, say, the neighboring buildings? Are you in equal depth?
We are in alignment with the buildings north and south that neighbor the property along St. Mary's, so approximately, I can't remember if it's 28 feet or 30 feet, but that's what we're looking at.
Your setback from St. Mary's is the same as what it is now? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, they're about 28 feet, I think. Okay, and currently there's zero setback with the garages on Major Drive, right?
There might be a foot or two, it's right up against that property line.
It's 1 meter, as we know.
Darn close.
Couldn't hear that.
It's darn close to that property line.
And what's your setback off of Major Drive for the building?
From the property line, it's 24 feet.
24 feet? Okay.
Just going to ask the city planner, Mr. Kostiuk, if he has any comments. You've heard a number of questions. Anything you want to clarify from that? There were a number of questions about setbacks. I think we've dealt with the side yard issue. We've dealt with the St. Mary's setback. We've dealt with the boulevard issue. Actually, I had a question maybe just before we come back to you, Rob. There was a concern expressed about the height relative to the neighboring apartment buildings. Any comments on that? How will this visually look compared to, say, the two apartment buildings that are the next door, that are the two properties to the south?
Without taking a tape measure myself, it's a two and a half, it's a three-story walk-up, so one down, two up, the buildings to the south, both of them. I would hazard they're at least 25 feet in height, probably closer to 30, but that is a guess.
Yeah.
The intention was to replicate with the parapet that the property of the immediate south. And what you'll see in terms of the higher portion of the building, of course, will be sloped back, so the massing won't appear as a flat wall. So that will take us up to approximately the midpoint, 35.8 feet. The absolute peak, of course, will be, I think, just under 40 feet. But that's with that substantial sloping of that roof line. It is a hip roof design on this building.
Okay. Mr. Kostyuk, any comments you want to bring forth? Just any issues that were raised that didn't get clarified?
I don't think anything other than, I think it was already touched on, was the fact that it's a through lot. There's two front yards, and there's confusion as to what the front yard on St. Mary's would be. The front yard on St. Mary's, and in fact, we recommended as a condition to add for clarity on the variance that when you're measuring from the east property line or from St. Mary's, that the minimum front yard should be 28 feet. And then that item 2A being the no front yard of 20 feet will pertain to off of Maje Drive, or Major Drive, sorry.
There were some questions about the daycare that's down the street at St. Mark's Church, and there's nothing in the zoning that would influence what we can do here in terms of zoning or variance in terms of the proximity, relative proximity of a daycare.
When we looked at this, we looked at what they're proposing in terms of their overall density. Looked at our development plan and our secondary plan, what we're asking for in our policies in the transit-oriented development guidebook. They're falling at a density for what they're proposing on this site that's consistent with what we have as policy and also below what's neighboring to the south and across the street. So from perspective of form, overall number of units, they're falling within what we're generally looking for. And, the height-wise, they're coming in pretty much consistent with what you could build on a single-family property. So we're looking at that as being compatible. With respect to the traffic down the street, we're looking at what's on site and what's the proposal for the site.
So if I wanted to build a house across the street or further down the street, that single-family dwelling, it's 35-foot limit.
35-foot limitation.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You can stand down, gentlemen.
Thank you, councillors.
Thank you. Councillor Mays, on the rezoning, what is your will?
All right. I will move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
Move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?